Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome everyone to episode 8 of It's Funny Now, stories you're glad didn't happen to you. My name is Frank Trainer. I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened, but with the help of time we can say it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at The Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for Elevated Comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month, and on this podcast you will hear the best stories to come out of that stage. On today's episode, we have Federico Pellejero with his story, Drunk Savior.
So now I cannot put my sad face that I practice in the mirror to be an awful person and go away. We have to do something. And in my opinion, I think that we were the right people to help. We were six young men with the strength of 300 Spartans from all the rogues. And we have the confidence of a Karen, you know, that want to speak to the manager. Anything we set our minds into, we are going to make it happen. And we wanted to help that guy. We needed to help him.
Federico is originally from Uruguay. He's a copywriter in the advertising industry with a vast and relevant resume, who is just now beginning his storytelling journey. In fact, he told me this story at my house during dinner, and I immediately asked him to please tell the story on our show, and he told me, but I've never told the story on a stage before. And I told him, don't worry, you're going to be just fine. And this is also an open invitation to anyone who maybe never told a story on a stage but has a story that fits It's Funny Now. Please go to our website, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com, and pitch us your story, and if it's funny enough and funny now, you'll get on our stage soon enough. In Federico's own words, he has way more stories than the skills to tell them, but don't worry, he's great. So now, without further ado, here's Federico with his story, Drunk Savior.
Okay, let me figure this out, because I'm sort of new, not that new, but new to this. No, wait, let's spice things up a bit. Oh, by the way, it's the first time that I'm spicing things up. Okay. And also, it's the first time that I'm telling a story in English. And I'm feeling really nervous. You know, being in the spotlight is a cool thing. Thank you. Appreciate the attitude. Now I'm going to waste everything with my story. Okay. But I was telling you that I'm nervous, and being in the spotlight is something that is kind of weird, but it happened to me before. And I felt this way when I had to perform my first surgery. You know, I don't know if you ever perform a surgery, but it's a job that it requires, you know, a lot of attention, knowledge of the human body. You need leadership skills that I didn't know that I had at the time. And I was nervous, you know, performing surgery, and my hands were shaking. The people there thought that my hands were shaking because I was drunk. And they were right, I was drunk at the time, but that's half the truth. The other half is that I was also high as a kite. And it's really bad when you are trying to do a medical procedure that way. I don't recommend it, no. No, it's a really bad thing. The thing is that, to me, that happened, I had to become a doctor after an epic night out with my friends, like all of a sudden. And that's a... It wasn't funny then. I hope it's funny now. Yeah, it was an epic night out. You know, they has everything, of course, drinks, dancing, you know, everything is fun. But every fun night has to come to an end eventually. So I have to go home. Luckily, we have a designated driver, because irresponsible but not stupid. And we're on our way home, really happy, you know, smiling, having a really good time. Until our driver tells us, hey, guys, there has been an accident. My friends all agree, like, we should come out and see what happened. But I don't want that. That's not how I roll, you know? When I see an accident, I do what every good person does. That is, I put a sad face, slow down, of course. I drive, and then I leave. I see that enough people are helping. I don't want to help. They are doing the show. I don't have any medical experience. I watch Grey's Anatomy. That's okay, but that doesn't count. And I don't want to show them. But it's okay, because I'm so wasted that I think that the accident happened like hours ago, and we are just like the CSI team that comes to find the real truth of what happened there. No, but it's not like that. As I'm getting closer, I see everything, and it looks pretty bad. I see that the driver is unconscious on the sidewalk. He ran over a street light, like a huge concrete pole, and the pole is all tangled in the truck, and the guy is unconscious in the sidewalk, and the column crushed his leg. So now I cannot put my sad face that I practice in the mirror to be an awful person and go away. We have to do something. And in my opinion, I think that we were the right people to help. We were six young men with the strength of 300 Spartans from all the drugs. And we have the confidence of a Karen, you know, that want to speak to the manager. Anything we set our minds into, we are going to make it happen. And we wanted to help that guy. We needed to help him. We also, just like Karen, you know, that wants to see the manager and how things work, we do the same. We try to figure out what is happening, and we realize that the people that is helping, they are not the best option to be there. There is one guy that is lighting a cigarette really cool, like really cool. Like, right next to a pole of gasoline that is making on the street, so we need to get that guy out of the situation. Then there is this other guy who is feeling like going full TMC with his camera, like pam, 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 taking pictures of everything that was happening. And we need to get that guy away from that. We don't want that person there. But there was one man that, in my opinion, takes the big prize, that it was this creepy old man with a grim smile that approached each and every one of us slowly, really calm, and told us, in my case, in my ear, he came and said, like, do you know who this man is here? And I'm holding, like, I don't know how many pounds of concrete, so the column doesn't end up falling on top of the guy that is on the sidewalk. It was all tangled. It was really weird. I'm trying to make, you know, trying to lift it, trying to save the guy. And then it hits me. I know the person that is on the sidewalk. It's a soccer player. And the guy told me. And then I realized, like, okay, he's a famous soccer player in my country, but he is like one of my childhood heroes. Like, I had his jersey, I went to see him play live, I follow his career in Europe, and suddenly he's there. We are talking about rolling the column over the leg and cutting it in a way so we are able to remove the big chunk that he was swinging on top of him. It was really, really stressful, but we needed to do something. And again, thank you, Grey's Anatomy, because there all the medical, you know, information came back. The column was actually making a lot of pressure on the leg, so it wasn't blood everywhere. It was weird, but it was okay. And we are not going to touch somebody that was in an accident. We can play with the environment around him, but we cannot touch the person because we need him to be okay. So we end up moving everything. The guy retired at that moment. He didn't play anymore. That wasn't a joke. I wasn't planning the story like that, sorry. But he retired at that moment, and he retired in front of his fans. That was another thing that he did. And, oh, fuck. That was wrong. Okay. But it turns out that he was also a party animal. He was drinking and doing drugs. He was the designated driver of his car. By luck, he missed us in his truck, and nothing happened to us. But after that, of course, he ended his career, but he changed his life for the better. He started giving talks about, you know, that you shouldn't be drinking and driving. And I'm here talking about drinking and helping, which is kind of all. But it was the only way that I could do something, you know, that I could, like, make a difference. That day I learned that, you know, maybe not always, but at least I can do something good one party at a time. Thank you.
That's it. That was our episode. That story, it just gets so, so dark and so funny at the same time. So many beautiful Uruguayan characters that I love in this story. But honestly, having to cut off the leg of your favorite soccer player on the side of the road and being able to say it's funny now, hats off to Federico. What a beautiful human being. You can watch the video of this story on our YouTube channel, and you can find information about future shows and how to pitch your own story, like I was saying before, on our website, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com. And you can find a new episode every Monday on all podcast streaming platforms and, of course, also on YouTube. On our next episode, we have Kona Morris with her story, The Layover.
I can't see the front yet, but I hear this voice yell out, "They're going through every inch of my bag." And the closer I get, the more I realize it's happening to everyone. Every backpack, purse, luggage is just being inspected piece by piece. So I start considering what's in my bag.
Thanks for listening. And remember, tragedy plus time, it's funny now. See you next time.